Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. I tell you, good morning. It just seems so good to see the light come on, and it says on air. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are eternally glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. We give honor to God today. Yes, we do this morning, but it is in him we move and have our being. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for it is indeed in him that we move and have our being. Oh, yes, it is. We honor the Lord God this morning, and we want to be very clear who we're speaking of. We're talking about the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Bless his most holy name. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. We're talking about the one that gave the breath of life into man. He blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Oh, yeah, that's the one. He's the one that gave men on earth a certain amount of authority. Govern, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But he is the one. He is the one. Our Father, the Almighty God, is the one. Yes. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Move in the affairs of man. Oh, yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. He's our everything. Hallelujah. He made this day. Yes, yes, yes. Everything that we need for this day, he has provided. Yes, he has. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. And I know we have some brothers and sisters going through some rough things right now. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, but we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We say God is God. Hallelujah. He is the Almighty God. Ooh, yes, he is. He makes smooth the rough places. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. He rescued. Ooh, and he saved. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. I don't know why some things happen. Hallelujah. But I know in the midst of it, God is there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord. We give honor to the one who set the sun, the moon, the stars in their designated places. Yeah. Oh, glory. Oh, it's a good thing to know. Hallelujah. In whom you believe. Hallelujah. Every time you take a breath. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Every time you take a breath. God. Oh, yes. What problems you have this morning? What burdens you trying to bear? Just stop. Wherever you are right now, just stop. A moment. If you're driving, park the car, put the car over. Yeah. And just inhale. Yeshua, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. We give it all to you. Hallelujah, and we receive your peace. Hallelujah, thank you for your peace, your shalom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just led to do it something a different way. What we usually do on our closing, we're going to do this scripture right now. Oh, God, we need to hear it at this moment. Numbers, the 6th chapter, go bless your name. Starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. This is the prayer that the Lord told Moses to have Aaron and his son to pray over his people. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, just had to do that one just right there. Ooh, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. Yes, and the Lord make his face to shine upon you. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord, hallelujah, make his face, yes, God, hallelujah, to shine upon you. Yes, God cares. He really cares. Yes, he does. You're on his mind. Yes. Hallelujah. God will guard you with a hedge of protection. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he will give you comfort and he'll sustain you. Yes, yes, yes. Ooh, God, hallelujah. He'll lift up wholeness of being and look upon you, and he will set in place all your needs to be whole and complete. I'm sorry, all you need to be whole and complete. He'll do that for you. Hallelujah. So just thank you, Lord. We trust in your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That was important to do right there. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, we are so delighted that you tuned in this morning. We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I am your host, Pastor Margaret Lee. God bless you. Oh, I hope that did something for you right there. Yes, right there. Well, bless the Lord. And no, that wasn't on my paper. I like saying that. No, that wasn't on my paper. No, that was not on my paper. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's good to us. He's good. He's good to us. We can never forget it. Yes, I know life, but it does not negate the fact that God is still good to us. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the midst of whatever you, just lift your hands and say, hallelujah. 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 I know what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Just say it. Ooh, just say it while you're driving. Just say it. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't lose focus on your driving now, but just hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God grant our children and spouses, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, traveling mercy. God grant his people traveling mercy. Yes, hallelujah. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us happy. Yes, he does. He wants us to have the confidence that he loves us and that he cares and that we know he is our protector, our shield of defense, our provider. Yeah, he wants us to know that, that we belong to him. Yes. The scripture tells us that if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. It's not a free fall. Do whatever you want. And put him in a box. My God, the thought of that. And whenever you want something, you pull him out the box. It doesn't work like that. No, it doesn't work like that. You're a kingdom child. God loves me. Uh-huh. You gave your life to the Lord. Hallelujah. God loves you. Hallelujah. He loves you with an everlasting love. Yes, he does. And his desire is that no man should perish. No man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, I'm just right there. Yes, indeed. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I did a study on Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. And you'll be amazed what it is saying. You will be amazed when you understand what that is, it is truly saying. Ooh, glory. You will be amazed. You would absolutely be amazed. Some of you will hit the floor. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. And just bless God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. God, you love me like that. Ooh, yes. But one thing I would ask us is that we want to serve God as he want to be served, not like we want to be served, not like this person say, I think this is what this means. We really need to cry unto God and ask how he wants us to serve him. Open our eyes. Open our eyes that we can see, our ears that we can hear him, and our heart that we will obey him. Yes. And it won't be difficult, you know, like, here we go again, like you kicking against something. And it's always a kick, and it doesn't seem normal. It doesn't fit in. But God made this world. God made this earth. God made everything you see and you don't see. God is the creator. No, let me do this. The Almighty God is the creator of it all. Mm-hmm. Yes, the one that set time. He designated certain things for certain times. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And we have time. Oh, Lord. Well, let me say this. When sin came into the world, everything was thrown off. Yes, everything. That's not giving man an excuse. It's simply stating a fact. So what we have to do is seek God with all our heart and lean not to our understanding, but ask God to give us clarity and give us an understanding heart. So we can have an understanding once and for all of him. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, God. You know, sometimes we say, well, I'm good. I know. Don't jump too quick. Don't jump too quick. Don't. And there are so many who have the gift, oratorical ability, and they can speak. But is it, I don't care how well or how eloquent we speak, but are we speaking truth? So we need a discerning spirit so we will be able to discern right from wrong and have the, no, we have the Holy Ghost who will lead us and guide us into all truth, not some, all truth. And he will give us the holy boldness to walk therein. Hallelujah. When we want to be pleasing to God, God will allow it to be. I ain't trying to be like this or not trying to be. I want to be like God. Scripture tells us to be an imitator. Yes. Hallelujah. An imitator of God. That's right. Hallelujah. God is doing something. He's always been doing something. He's always moving towards every one of his promises, what he said will be. It's moving towards the manifestation of it. Oh, glory. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, it is. Always doing. Moving. Hallelujah. His promises. He's a promise keeper. Oh, yeah. He is a promise keeper. Yes. In spite of man, what he said, it will be. So, yes, God is always. Nothing is changing. But the time, and he ordained that. So let's put on our get right garments, and let's be on fire for the Lord. That's all I'm trying to say, all in a nutshell. This morning I did get this, and it may make sense to some. Listen. God is unraveling the lie, exposing the lie, shining light, shining the light of truth. While he's exposing the light, he's also shining the light of truth. God's word is truth. God's word. So, he is opening our minds of understanding and what has always been there, allowing us to see it, giving us revelation, giving us the understanding and, may I say, the clarification of what was always true. Giving you that truth of his word. Yes, it's a blessing. I know you see and sense change. It just seems like it's all over. And they're even seeing some restlessness. And they're even seeing that things are not the same. What is going on? God is moving. God, yes. God is revealing. You first, you get uncomfortable. You're not satisfied. What is this? You know how you have a craving for something? What is it? And you hear, but that's just not it. It's something is missing. God is opening blind eyes. Yes. He is opening. He's shining the light. So we can see. And I thank God for it. And I ask him that he gives us the strength, and an obedient heart to follow after him, not man, but him. I do believe before it's all said and done, what Jesus said that we can do, we're going to do it. It's going to happen. You know, we have had movement, but I don't think it should be a movement. I think it should be a constant reality in the kingdom of God here on this earth. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we jump when we see people who appear to be operating in gifts, but we end up falling behind because we're surprised. That's how we act. We act like we're surprised and we want to be a part, but every one of us should be able to, if not operate, be available to operate at any given moment in whatever office God has for us. And I mean, let me say it a different way. If you don't have the gift of healing, but because of who you are, if God ordained for you to lay your hands on someone and speak healing to them, and as a result they're healed, you know, that may not be your gift, your strength. You can be used by God at any time. And it's not about you. It's about God. That's what I want to say. Our gifts still are not about us. It's about God. It's about glorifying God. Hallelujah. It's all about glorifying God. So the world can see God. Hallelujah. 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 It's all about God. It's all about him. It's all about glorifying him. It's all about honoring him. It's all about allowing the world to see those that are lost to see the Almighty God. That's what I'm saying. Listen what Mark 16 says, and starting at the 15th verse, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Listen, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That was in red. So if someone can show me different, I'm saying, and we shouldn't be so excited, be the sinners in the church and in the auditoriums and the arenas when someone is displaying these gifts. All of us, them that believe, them that believe. And we can put a period right there. Them that believe, they share. Them that believe. Now, do you believe? Do I believe? We got to check. Put some things in check. What's going on with our belief? Them that believe. them that believe, them that are born again, them that have been baptized. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need the Lord to help us. Oh, yes, we do. We need God to help us. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved. And these signs shall follow them, what? That believe. Ah! Woo! Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you, Father. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my Father and my God. Woo! Glory. How we thank you. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your love and your kindness towards us and your people everywhere. Woo! We thank you that you are our very present help. Yes, Lord, you're our help and you're our shield. Father, we thank, God, we thank you with all our heart. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We give you glory, Lord God. We bless your name. Ooh, for you are worthy. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness toward us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for clearing the debris, that we can know the truth. Yes, Lord, your word is true. Thank you for giving us clarity and understanding. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what your word has told us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You did it for us. Hallelujah. Our provider. Yes, you are our healer. You are what tells us that you said, I am the God. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. I am the God. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. I am the God that healeth thee. You said to Moses, you said, I am that I am. Ooh, glory. Almighty God, who I am that I am. Hey, God. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, what you need. Oh, God, what you in need of. I am that I am. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Call on me in times of trouble. Oh, glory. Glory, glory. I'll answer. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All glory be to your name. Thank you. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, bless your name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, God, we give you glory. We bless your name. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For there is none like you. There's none that can compare. Ooh, glory. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your love and your kindness. Your shalom. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the fullness. Oh, God. Hallelujah. How we thank you this morning. Ooh, provider. Yes, Lord. Shield of defense. Ooh, our God, yes, Lord. Oh, you give us instructions. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For mine. Hallelujah. For ears to hear you. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for guiding us. Hallelujah. Forgive us, Father, for where we have been so ungrateful. Forgive us, hallelujah, of our sins committed against your word, thought, and deed, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, we don't laugh at any sin, thinking it's cute. Oh, God. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, you fight our battles, seen and unseen. Ooh, glory. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, remember our family members, Lord. Heal them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Ooh, remove the spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness in families, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Forgive parents. Yes, Lord. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you for mending broken hearts. We thank you for comforting. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for remembering Ukraine. Yes, Lord. Thank you for remembering our brothers and sisters in Africa, South Africa this morning that we know of, and the entire continent of Africa, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Meet needs, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Send now help, Almighty God. Send now help, Almighty God. Send now help. Send now help, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, God, my sick hook. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, that you defend the helpless. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, clear the atmosphere all around us, over us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Allow our children to find favor. Allow your children everywhere to find favor. Oh, those that are in bad environments, Lord, we ask that you lead them to a good place. Almighty God, I know you can do it. I know, Lord, a healthy place, a safe place. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A good place, a safe place, a loving place, a kind place, a warm place. Yes, Lord, because all souls belong to you, God. Hallelujah. These babies, these young, innocent, helpless ones. Wives with their children escaping abusive situations. Women escaping abusive situations. Send help from the sanctuary. Cover them and guide them into a safe place. But, oh yes, Lord, never, never to be threatened by that or those things ever again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Peace, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Yes, we do. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're so good. Hallelujah. It is so good to be in your presence. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Almighty God. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can you just say thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, Lord. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Nope, I don't own the right to this music, but it just flowed out. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. And let me say this, please. Not say I'll say yes to what you have, you know how we make up our little box and say what we're going to do. You know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. No, we have to come with a clean sheet and write, if we must write, what God is wanting from us. Woo, glory. What is it that you want from me? What is it that you want of me? What is it that you want me to do? Yes, Lord. And Lord, I know you don't want me to do that. I know I didn't hear that right. I know I'm a... So you just go back until you are assured that he has told you. Yes, yes, yes. And back to trusting God and knowing it doesn't come overnight. You know, some of you don't even know what faith is, that I can make this happen for me. If I just do this and if I just do that, I got faith that this will work. Mm-hmm. Let's do it this way. One, well, most time when people, tell you what faith is, they'll say this: faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence not seen. All right. Can I help us a little bit? Faith is taking God at his word. Faith is confidence in God. How can you have confidence and one you don't know? So you, as you have experience, it helps to build your confidence in him. Oh, my God. Now, there are some who have the gift of faith. Oh, yes, Lord. I mean, extra. Oh, how in the world? That's their gift, the gift of faith. But we all have been given a measure of faith. Uh-huh. So we can take that measure of faith. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. You have been given a measure. Take that measure. Yeah, that. Confidence in God. Oh, okay. Now, what did God say? Uh-huh. All right. How do I do it? Oh, okay. And then as you see, and then you walking with the Lord, Abraham gift didn't come overnight. As the stronger, he got stronger and stronger as his relationship with God. He saw, and then he began to understand. And he was able to stand up stronger and stronger in faith, and knowing that God, he said, the son and I, God told him to take the son up to Mount Moriah for a sacrifice. And guess what he said? The son and I will stay here. The son and the boy and I will return. Huh? Hey, he had faith. God had told him, boy of his, he was going to bless him so that he couldn't be dead. So he told me to sacrifice him. I'm going to sacrifice him, and he's coming back. Because we will be back. Not I will. We will be back. Huh? That's not saying that you go out and you do that, but I'm just expressing how faith in God, what it looked like. The boy and I will be back. The boy and I will be back. Isaac and I will return back. We will be coming down this mountain. And he was right. Because what happened when he went to sacrifice, because God didn't want any of us to sacrifice our children or do any of those things. But he said, now I know that you love me. Yes, Abraham's heart was aching. But he wanted to be obedient to God. He said, nah, don't do that. Because I have a sacrifice. I have me a sacrifice. Woo! Yes, I have me a sacrifice. Yeah. and he's going to come a little later. And he's going to be offered right here. Uh-huh. And he was. Hallelujah. Can we get an amen? We have faith in God. God will not require us to do those things. But they are testing times. Yeah. Not tempting. Testing times. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it does help us when we go through things and we realize that no one was there to help us along the way. God moved everything out of the way. And everyone. And then you saw no one but him. There was no one but the Almighty God. When you thought that you had all your ducks in a row and you knew you could depend on this one, and you, I know I don't have to worry about that. I got this one in my corner. And I don't have to worry about, I got that one in my corner. And when you look, ain't none of them in your corner. Not one. Not one. Zero in your corner. Now what you gonna do? You have to trust God. Don't. You fall on your knees and you surrender and you trust God. Now, God, you're the only one that can help me. That was true all along. You had to come to the realization. Now, look at your faith. I know God will do. I know if I call him, he will answer. Yes, I know that. Hallelujah. I know he's a healer. Mm-hmm. Hey. Yeah. Why you know? He healed me. I got a testimony. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a testimony. Yes. I know. I didn't know what to do. And some things are so small and minute, but they are strengthening and encouragement for us. Hallelujah. You know, God did this and God, oh, wait a minute. I can trust him. Whoa. And he loves me? Oh, but you see some of the things that his servants have had to go through. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't negate the fact that God loves you just on this assignment here on this earth. Yeah. Hallelujah. He's betrayed by people. But you just have to keep on. Because see, now you understand God won't betray you. Mm-hmm. Your faith is leaning more and more to God. They say they'll do it. But God, I'm trusting you to guide me in this direction. If you're using them, I'm grateful. If you're not, I'm grateful. Just show me. See, we begin to have that relationship with him. Yes, 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 yes. And it's no longer hit and miss. What a friend. It's no longer hit and miss. Woo, glory, no. Say, be like your grandmama sitting in the rocking chair and say, why are you pining if you believe in God? Ha! If you believe in God, why are you pining? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And we have our grandparents, seasons. They've gone through much. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah. Now they can sit and reassure us. Hallelujah. That God is good and God is for you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God is with you. Yes, Lord. You don't have to worry. Put your faith and trust in him. Hallelujah. That's right. Put your faith and trust in the Almighty God. Hallelujah. He won't let you down. Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Once we know this to be true, God's word is true. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Just believe. Huh? Just believe. And our faith in the Almighty God. He won't let you down. There are some things. But I thought the Lord would have done this. I thought this was... Just stay close to God. And there are some no's. And in time, we'll understand like, whoa, I'm so glad he said no. I'm so glad God didn't allow this, let me to do this. I'm so glad. That's building your faith and your confidence in your, oh, my God. Woo, hallelujah. And you know what? You're in his presence. In his presence. Yeah. And if you find that you fail and you fail, just confess. He'll pick you up, dust you off. Yeah. Don't take it for granted. Ooh, every touch. Oh, it's so wonderful. The love of God surround you. Oh, my God. May the peace of God enfold you. Yes, Lord. His love. Oh, Oh, his love, his amazing love for you. Hallelujah. His amazing love. Yes. Hallelujah. And listen to this. With that type of love, you can love those that would despitefully misuse you and hate you. Yeah. Why? You belong to God. Hallelujah. His love permeates. Yes. You have confidence in whom you believe, not just in the air. You know what I'm saying? Not just floating around in the air, wishing and hoping. Hallelujah. And you know, when you get what you get from God is real. Hallelujah. And I wish we could really see ourselves as kingdom children, living in the kingdom. Oftentimes, we think, oh, what it would be like to be a multi-billionaire, you know. But what good is it if you don't have God? It doesn't add up to anything. I say this, wherever you are, whatever you have been given, take care of it. It is a gift from God. Have a spirit of gratitude, God. We've kind of flowed in a lot of different directions, but you know that God has given this to you. Thank the Lord for it. Be gracious. Bless his name. And moving on, don't look at what someone else has. Thank God for what you have. Yes, 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 yes. What does it profit a man? And I'm not saying because people are ultra rich that they can't be saved. I'm not saying that. But I am saying, what does it profit a man? So don't be so focused on materialism. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So in that, wanting to be successful, we should consider that. Jesus said, the poor you'll have with you always, okay? So who we can help, we help. Yes, yes. It's so good to see a smile on someone's face. You have relieved them of some stress that was trying to overtake them. Yes, yes. Helping them. Yes, 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 yes. Why? Because God helped you. Yeah, we're going to help each other. And we're encouraging each other to walk in faith, trusting God. Confidence is in God. Yeah. And he'll open our eyes to truth. His word is truth. Remove every error in any error we have been exposed to or taught. Yes. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. And yes, as I said, there are times that the answer is no. And there are times that we want something to happen or not to happen. Let me just say this. There are times each one of us will have to leave this earth. And there may be family members who will be praying for it not to happen. And they'll say, well, Lord, I prayed. And you said, whatever I want, all I have to do is ask. But remember Mother Dunlap saying, God's will must be done. And we have to give, we have to be obedient and yield to God's will. Yes. He never intended for bad things to happen, but we know. But we know that God will must be done, and it will be done. And we ask God for the strength to accept his will. Now that we've said it, we ask God to guide our family members and heal and God protect and instruct them, especially our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, in some cases our children too. But remember this, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Bless his most holy name. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Bless his most holy name. Second chapter, Genesis. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and rest on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing. And my brothers and my sisters, all is whole, perfect. Yes, it is. Do the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him, able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in joy. Go in the power of the Holy Ghost, knowing this, that you are loved by the Almighty God. Oh, yes, you are. Hallelujah. You're loved by God. Have a blessed day. It's a good morning. Yes, it is. Love you.